Okay. All right. Now, since you were in the United States, how did your life compare to life in the U.S. and life in the Philippines?
In the Philippines, when I was there, when I went back, it was more of a slow pace, where it was mostly like getting up, go to school, study. Here, when I came here, it was work, play, shop, and work.
So did you have, like, so it was more fun, you would say, like, being in the United States on your own?
Oh, yeah. I enjoy it. Mom and Dad was strict.
And what difficulties did you face maintaining your culture? Was it hard to stay Filipino? Like, were you still, like, speaking the language, like, holding, like, customs and traditions?
Oh, I held a lot of the Filipino customs.
Like,
I like following the culture. I retained a lot of the mannerism and a lot of thinking and being a Filipino.
And did you maintain? Did you keep in touch with family in the Philippines?
Oh yes, I wrote a lot then because that was the only way of communication. Even though I could make a call, but my parents didn't have no phone yet, so writing was mostly.
Okay, but you never went back.
I never did go back.
Okay, so and the last time you were there was in what year again?
1969.
Okay. Do you have plans to visit?
I always have plans to visit. But there's always like an obstacle in a way to keep me from not going.
Okay. And we're almost done here. Just finishing up. Just looking back on your experience, would you have done anything differently? Would you stayed in the Philippines a little more, a little less?
I would not have done anything differently. I enjoy being here, and I wanted to come here, and that's why I left.
Okay. But overall, like, no regrets, nothing like that?
No.
Okay. All right, just